Shalom, Australia. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on Friday said that Israel stands with the people of Britain in the common fight against terror after a homemade bomb exploded on a London subway train, wounding 22. Israel's ambassador to London, Mark Regev, wrote that Israel stands in solidarity with the people of London. Our thoughts are with the Parsons Green victims and their families at this difficult time. On Monday, 500 people gathered at the Jewish National Fund's Living Memorial in the Jerusalem Hills at the U.S. Embassy's official memorial ceremony for the attacks of September the 11th, 2001, which took 2,977 lives, including those of five Israelis. U.S. Ambassador David Friedman praised the strong friendship between U.S. and Israel, saying Israel and the United States will always stand together and fight for the total defeat of radical Islamic terrorism. The Israeli consulate in New York City was briefly shut and employees were barred from leaving the premises on Friday afternoon after an envelope with white powder was sent to the building along with a direct threat on the life of Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Local security forces examined the envelope's contents, and once it was clear that the substance was not harmful, workers were allowed out of the building, which houses Israel's New York consulate and its UN mission. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on Thursday heaped praise on Mexico, asking for a pardon for not visiting the country earlier. His comments may have been an effort to fully repair bilateral ties, which underwent a serious crisis earlier this year after Netanyahu expressed support for U.S. President Donald Trump's plan to build a border wall between the U.S. and Mexico. Netanyahu said, "Mexico is a great country. It's one of the world's great economies. It's a great nation, a great people, a great culture. We want to be close, even closer to Mexico, and this is what this meeting signifies." A large-scale 10-day training exercise concluded this week in northern Israel, simulating an all-out war against Hezbollah. Tens of thousands of soldiers took part in the Northern Command's largest exercise in 20 years, drilling defensive and offensive capabilities, gathering and using intelligence, and maneuvering forces on several different fronts at the same time. MK Yigal Guta informed Shas leader and Interior Minister Aryeh Deri on Wednesday that he would give up his Knesset seat after coming under fire from rabbis who criticized him for attending his nephew's gay wedding. Ultra-Orthodox rabbis published a letter complaining of Guta's public desecration of heaven and demanding that the leaders of Shas remove and fire him immediately after an army radio interview on Monday in which Guta took pride in how he handled the delicate question of a family member's gay marriage. Guta's family has rallied around him, as have public and religious leaders from many sectors of Israel. In an 8-1 decision, the High Court of Justice on Tuesday struck down Knesset legislation from 2015 designed to delay efforts to increase the rate at which ultra-Orthodox youth are drafted into the military. The 2015 amendment to the Equal Service Law cancels a 2014 law sponsored by Yesh Atid that sought to mandate more ultra-Orthodox youth to enter military service. The amendment was passed under pressure from the Haredi parties, Shas and United Torah Judaism, which rejoined the Likud-led coalition after the 2015 elections and demanded the change as a condition for joining. The ruling on Tuesday set a one-year deadline to implement a different framework for handling the ultra-Orthodox draft. Eight justices, led by Chief Justice Miriam Naor, ruled that the current arrangement was increasing the inequality in the draft burden, which made it an unconstitutional law. The ruling was met with a furious response from ultra-Orthodox MKs. Beit Yehudi ministers, Justice Minister Ayelet Shaked and Education Minister Naftali Bennett, on Thursday unveiled a plan to bolster Israel's constitutional laws at the expense of the Supreme Court. The two ministers said their initiative would restore the balance between the legislature and the judiciary, while critics have charged it would weaken the court, several of whose recent rulings have frustrated the government. The plan includes two new basic laws, the so-called Jewish State Bill, which is currently being debated in Knesset, and a second legislation basic law that would allow Israel's parliament to circumvent the twin High Court of Justice and Supreme Court in the event justices disqualify Knesset legislation. The proposal comes on the heels of a series of High Court rulings that overturned existing Knesset legislation, including on its revised IDF ultra-Orthodox enlistment bill, its policies on detaining African migrants, the two-year budget, a plan by the Finance Minister for third apartment taxation, and the revocation of permanent residency status of four Palestinian parliamentarians from East Jerusalem with ties to Hamas a decade ago. The High Court of Justice on Tuesday ruled that Israeli restaurateurs are permitted to inform their clientele that they serve kosher food, even if they do not have a kashrut certification from the Israeli state rabbinate. The ruling may mark the end of a years-long battle over whether the ultra-Orthodox controlled state rabbinate is the only body which may publicly claim a food establishment is kosher. 50 rabbis, community leaders, and celebrities across Judaism's religious spectrum signed a statement calling for sweeping reforms to Israel's official religious establishment and its policies. The statement, published on Friday, was written by Reform Rabbi Uri Regev, founder of the Israeli religious pluralism nonprofit Chidush, and Orthodox Rabbi Mark Angel. The statement calls for Israel to enact 7 reforms Regev has long championed: to establish a civil marriage, to officially recognize conversions of all denominations, to abolish local and national chief rabbi positions, to provide equal access to state funding and services for people of all faiths, to privatize the religious court system, to integrate all citizens into the country's mandatory military and civil service, and to accommodate gender equality at holy sites. It also calls on Israel to continue officially maintaining a Jewish character. Shimon Peres was remembered on Wednesday and Thursday as part of a series of events marking a year since his death on September the 28th, 2016, at the age of 93. Israel's 9th president was extolled by world leaders, including Tony Blair and Henry Kissinger, as a man of peace and for his dedication to coexistence and determined fight for the end to the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. At the same time, he was undeniably a man of defense and security, setting up some of Israel's most important military and strategic assets. His legacy encompasses both, representing a deep connection to Israel's past, as well as a yearning to help it face the challenges of the future. Last night marked the beginning of Slichot, penitential prayers for Ashkenazi Jews. Tens of thousands gathered at the Kotel and synagogues around the country at midnight for traditional or modern musical renditions. Sfardim have already been praying the early morning prayers in preparation for the High Holy Days, which begins on Wednesday night, for 3 weeks. Wishing all SBS listeners a Shana Tova Tikatevu V'Techatemu from Peter Jones Pelach in Jerusalem.